John Smith was the only Protestant to move. On the first Friday of Lent, John was outside grilling a big juicy steak on his grill. Meanwhile, all of his Catholic neighbors were eating cold tuna fish for supper. On the last Friday of Lent, the neighborhood men got together, decided that something had to be done about John. He was tempting them to eat meat each Friday of Lent, and they could not take it anymore. They went over and talked to him and were happy when he decided to join his neighbors and become a Catholic. After an intensive training in Catholic catechism, they took him to their pastor. "You were born a Baptist, you were raised a Baptist, now you are a Catholic." The men were most relieved that their biggest Lenten temptation had been resolved. The next year's Lenten came, and just at supper time, when the neighborhood was sitting down to the fish dinner, came the wafting smell of steak cooking on a grill. The neighborhood men could not believe their noses. What was going on? They called John's yard to see if he had forgotten it was the first Friday of Lent. The group arrived just in time to see John standing over his grill with a small pitcher of water. He was sprinkling some water over his steak on the grill. "You were raised a cow, and now you are a fish." The mutual hostility between the Jews and the Samaritans had begun centuries earlier when the Assyrians Israel into captivity. The Jewish slaves betrayed heritage by intermarrying with Assyrians, thus diluting their bloodline and creating a mongrel race called the Samaritans. Samaritan bloodlines and their heritage impure. By the time the Samaritan Jews returned to their homeland, their views of God had been greatly contaminated. By contrast, when the southern Hebrew tribes were carefully resisted the Babylonian culture, the return from Babylon to Jerusalem proved that they had compromised neither their religious convictions nor their culture. So when the Samaritans offered to help to rebuild the Jerusalem, returned from exile, vehemently rejected Samaritans' assistance. Consequently, the rejected and ostracized Samaritans built their own temple on Mount Gerizim. But in 129 BC, a slap in the face of Samaritan dignity that continued to sting for centuries, deepening the mutual scorn and hostility between the Samaritans and Jews. So the water-seeking Samaritan woman who faced Jesus rejected by the Jews. In addition, she expected scorn simply because she was a woman, for in the ancient Middle East, men systematically degraded women. Finally, the Samaritan woman seemed unwanted by five husbands and was living with a sixth lover. She seemed to have been considered by the decent women of the town a social leper, endangering their own homes, which is why she came to draw water at the well only after. Jesus meeting the Samaritan woman at Jacob's well illustrates to reconcile all men and women to the Father. Hence, Jesus deliberately placed himself face to face with his person, whom apparently no one else wanted. Moral wreck, a person who mattered to God. The Samaritan woman must have unburdened her soul to this stranger because she had found one Jew with kindness in his eyes instead of an air of critical superiority. But lost, love that would fill her full and give purpose to her life. Just as Jesus confronted the woman at the well with the reality of her own sinfulness and brokenness, so we must, with God's grace, confront our own sinfulness and need for God. We human beings are composed of four parts: mind, body, emotions, and spirit. When we let God, the Holy Spirit, come into us and take control of our thinking, our physical activity, and bring harmony to all four parts of our humanity, and so today we live.